amazing Cultures to Parent support group are sponsoring this series of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. We offer support for families of children and young people with special educational needs in the Colchester area. To learn more and get in touch, please visit the MAYS website, themaysgroup.co.uk.
In this episode, we hear from the British gymnast, Max Whitlock. Max talks about how he's kept positive during lockdown, his ambition to drive forward an initiative that looks at employment in young people, and the benefits of sport on our mental health. Okay, Max, could you just start by telling us a bit about your love for gymnastics and how it kind of developed from a young age?
So I started gymnastics when I was 7 years old, and I was actually doing swimming at the same time. You know, I had a lot of things to balance when I was young, but I just loved going into the gym. My hours started to really rack up really, really quickly. As I started to improve, they started to get more and more. And I got to the age of 9 and I had a choice. I was doing a lot of hours in gymnastics and I was also obviously doing swimming at the same time. So I got to a point in my kind of life where I had to pick one or the other. That's what I was told. You know, I had to really commit if I want to go for it. And I decided to put swimming to the side and pursue gymnastics. For the main reason being that I wasn't even looking at a career path. I wasn't looking at anything like that. I just purely loved going into gym. I loved training. I loved competing. I loved spending time with obviously my teammates that were there. And I loved learning new stuff. I think that's what really kind of hooked me with the sport. And you see it so often now. And that's what I love about the gym that I train at now is that I train with kids that, you know, starting from 2 up to the oldest guy that's a year older than me, he's 28, is that you just see kids that are really, really young, they get hooked because they could potentially start learning stuff every single day, every single week. And that is so kind of, it's an atmosphere that you really thrive on. If you're constantly improving, you can see that improvement in yourself. And I think that's why I loved it. And that's why I was drawn to it. And drawn to it for many years and still am now.
From a personal perspective, my niece, she loves gymnastics and she's just recently gone back into gymnastics club and now she goes on her own because they're not allowed any visitors to stay and all that, but yeah, it's been great for her confidence. You mentioned the word love there, Max, a few times. Would you say for kind of any sport, that's the most important ingredient really is the love for the sport?
100%. I definitely wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't have any results that I have today if I didn't love what I do. And that's one thing I feel very lucky to be able to do something that I love and that's something that I really, really enjoy. Because especially as a youngster, if you love something, if you enjoy going in and doing what you're doing, you're going to want to do more. And that's exactly what happened to me. And once I started to do more and more, I got better and better. And I kind of had the mindset of, it's quite easy to get the mindset if you do love something, is that you will constantly keep trying and you have that determination naturally, because it will just come from you naturally to want to get better and maybe do something that you couldn't do before and constantly keep learning. So I think, yeah, love for what you do is so, so important.
Obviously, like all of us at the moment, you've had to really adapt during these difficult kind of period. How have you managed to kind of keep fit and healthy during this time?
A lot of things. I think this has brought, you know, many different challenges to people in different ways. And I think people have had to react. They've had to adapt. And that's exactly the same for me as an athlete. You know, I've done a lot at home during lockdown when we was actually in real lockdown, you know, stuck in our houses. I've done a lot for myself in terms of keep me fit. I had my pommel horse in my garden to keep up with training. I was doing Whitlock workouts online to try and motivate and encourage people to keep active during that time, because I believe that that was something that I could do to help out in some kind of way. So I wanted to try and do my best at that. I also done gymnastics with Max, which was online live gymnastics sessions, which was on YouTube, which was a lot of fun, which I had so much good feedback from kids who were just missing going to training or missing being active. And for me, that helped me a lot. It helped me a lot to keep fit because I was doing a lot of stuff and it kind of made me utilize that time. But also at the same time, it was nice to be able to utilize the time at home, taking a bit of a relax, a step back and, you know, just chill with the family, with Leah and Willow, and make sure that I get that kind of quality family time in as well. So I kind of look at that as a bit of a blessing in disguise throughout the whole lockdown situation, really.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know from speaking with other young people that they have tried to find those kind of blessings in disguise, as you say, even if it's been connecting with family members or like you say, just having a bit more time for themselves. And you said Whitlock workout, so people could go and could they still go and look them up?
Yeah, they're on all my social channels. So I tried to obviously, you know, it was a time where people were stuck at home, and that was an easy time to kind of not do anything for a lot of people. So I wanted to kind of motivate and encourage people to, you know, get up, even if it's for 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, just something small to get themselves moving, get fit, get active, and maybe try and kind of utilize that time for what you can do at home, be creative, and just encourage people to keep fit, really. It was good fun.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. Fantastic. And we'll put the links up when the podcast goes out as well. I just wanted to talk to you about mental health now as well, because it's one of the big reasons why we set the podcast up to support different children. So we know that sport and physical activity is good for our mental health. How has it helped, or how has gymnastics in particular helped your well-being, do you think?
I think gymnastics and sport in general can help your mental well-being like massive amounts, huge amounts. As a youngster, I was very, very shy. So for me, sport has brought so much confidence out of me. And when I say I was very, very shy, like it was crazy. Like people wouldn't believe how shy I was when I was young. So confidence levels has helped me so much. In terms of kind of loving what you do and being happy day to day, you know, I've spoken about how much I kind of love my sport. I love going to train. I love competing. So mentally, that's helped me massively. But actually, over the long term period, I think the lessons that sport has taught me and gymnastics has taught me is huge. I think, you know, coming back from setbacks, from failures, you know, I've gone to competitions where I haven't competed the way I wanted to. You know, things just haven't gone to plan. I've literally fallen to pieces. And I've learned how to get back up. I've learned how to reflect. I've learned how to actually utilize those ones. And those competitions, ones I've failed, are the ones that I've actually learned the most from. And you can only do that by making mistakes. So it's kind of learning through the process that mistakes are so important for your long-term process, for the bigger picture. And I think, you know, I could go on and on with lessons that it's taught me, but in terms of being confident in uncomfortable situations, dealing with different types of pressure, in difficult pressured environments, you know, it's been kind of crazy what sport has taught me and how what doors it's opened, what opportunities it's given me. So I can't thank that enough for, you know, everything that I have gained from, you know, the benefits of doing gymnastics, really.
I really love what you spoke about there, Max, because you've touched on loads of different things in regards to mental well-being, because it's quite easy when we think about sport just to think about the physical kind of benefits and the actual health benefits. But and the mistakes is key as well, because in education and in schools, obviously where we do the majority of our work, it's about getting across to young people that it is okay to make mistakes, because that's how we learn. And hearing it from someone like yourself, Max, is
I think it's even more than okay to make mistakes, isn't it? I think it's good to make mistakes. I know that sounds funny, it sounds crazy, and a lot of people would probably frown at me for saying that, but I think, you know, like I said, the competitions that I've been to and made mistakes are actually the ones that help me get success in the future. I can say that hands down. If I didn't go to competitions, if I went plain sailing perfect through every single competition, I wouldn't have reached my highest high. And that was kind of really, really important throughout my journey, to make sure that with my mistakes, I learned from them. And that's the crucial part. It's easy to make mistakes and then keep on making mistakes. But if you can make a mistake and learn from it, that's where you really go on leaps and bounds.
Brilliant. No, that's great. It's some really good advice. And there's going to be loads of young people that can connect with that. So, So thank you. I wanted to come to next to talk about kind of schools in particular, because that's kind of our focus on the podcast as well. So, I mean, in schools, children don't often know about the opportunities that are out there for them after kind of leaving school. And I know that you're looking into a project or an initiative that's looking to change that when we look at job opportunities that might be available in sport. Yes. Could you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, so it's a project that I'm massively passionate about and hugely excited to be a part of, working with BTEC and Pearson. And it's basically trying to broaden the mindsets of young learners. It's very easy to not know what you want to do when you're older. You know, it's you know, not many people do, and that's okay. But what we want to do is basically show what actual opportunities are there, you know, through studying sport and the careers that actually are available to you when you do study sport, the doors that it opens. And people just kind of look at a few select ones that people think, you know, it can lead you into being an athlete, a coach, a physio, and maybe a few more that people can think of on top of their head. But actually, there's so many that people would never ever think about, you know, and it become quite apparent with me as an athlete when I look at the team that surrounds me, and then the team that surrounds them, and so on and so on. There's so many kind of exciting roles, and we kind of wanted to career profile those to make young learners aware of what's out there, to make them aware the routes that they can go if they are interested in this, that, what it involves to go this route, what it involves to go that route, see what would kind of be of an interest to them, see what they would like, and see where they think they would thrive.
And this is something that wasn't planned, even this kind of question, too long in advance before having this interview. But it relates a lot to what young people in Essex have been telling us about not always being aware of what's out there for them. And next month, quite funnily, we're actually doing a piece of work with the education employment team in Essex, doing exactly that, asking young people about what their real interest would be and seeing if they think maybe more outside of the box than what they might have beforehand. So I'm going to be really interested to keep one ear on how that develops, Max.
Yeah, that's brilliant. It's brilliant to hear. And the more people that are doing, you know, exactly trying to do the same thing, the more it's going to get out there, the more people it's going to help. And that's what this is all about. You know, it's just trying to help people realize what their potentials could be, what their future lives could be like, and where they would like to go to find something that they love doing, because that's what they're going to be best at, what they love doing. So we want to open those doors to those.
Brilliant. No, it sounds fantastic. And I wish you the best of luck with that, with our project. So I just kind of wanted to finish on talking about the future. And I know that's quite hard for all of us at the moment, again, with everything that's going on. Mm. You're obviously in the summer, you should have been competing in Tokyo, and the plan is to compete next year. How have you adapted to that? And how are your plans going towards getting ready for next summer?
Yeah, they're good. But like you say, it's quite hard. It is a difficult phase. It's a strange phase that I think everybody's in. But as an athlete, it's kind of uncertain. There's competitions being cancelled, they're being postponed left, right and centre. But for me, the best thing for me to do is kind of keep a mindset where I'm fully focused. I'm in training at the moment, and I'm working towards next year. It is strange. It's really, really strange to think that, you know, the whole of 2020 year, I'm not going to be competing, which is really weird because it hasn't been like that for as long as I can remember. But I have to keep focused, and I have to think that to myself that the Olympics is 100% going ahead, and those competitions that I'm working towards, it's all going to go as planned, because if I don't, that's when I'll waste this time. That's when I won't, you know, kind of utilize what I can do within this time. And you know that if you do that, you'll look back, you know, next time, this time next year, you know, it's going to come around very, very quick. And I don't want to be looking back, kicking myself, thinking I should have worked harder in that phase where it was a bit all up in the air and we didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like a normal thing. You know, I'm going to the gym, I'm training hard to try and hit my targets for next year and you know, hopefully go, you know, Tokyo 2020, 2021, as they're calling it now.
So would you say if there's any young people that are maybe, you know, their sports competitions have been put off or they are planning for something ahead, would your advice be just to keep going and to keep positive?
100%. Yeah, keep positive. That's the main thing. Find motivation from anywhere you can. And I understand, you know, I've even felt it myself at times that, you know, my motivation can dip, which is very normal and is okay. But just try and think that, you know, there's a lot of athletes out there. There's a lot of your competition out there. Just try and think that if you utilize this time, you can get ahead of the rest of the bunch. And, you know, you don't want to kick yourself. Like I said, I don't want to look back and kick myself and think I could have utilized that time. You want to look back and think, you know, give yourself a pat on the shoulder, because that's the time where you made such big gains, you made huge margins, and you utilized that time as much as you could. And that's all you can do. It's about doing that, but also not being too hard on yourself, because, you know, these are kind of strange times. So some people have to be more creative with what they was doing before. Some people can't train as much as what they was doing before. So it's kind of being okay with what you can do, but trying your best. And that's all you can ask for. That's all I'm doing, is trying my best for the situation. And then you will never look back and regret it.
No, brilliant. Well, we're going to share your positivity too, Max, and Tokyo will happen and you're going to do brilliant. And I'm sure everyone who listens to this will wish you all the best with that. And just a massive thank you as well for coming on and speaking to us and for everything you do with Active Essex as well and the role there. So thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. And back to you guys as well. Appreciate the support all the time.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Cheers, Max.
The Maize and Colchester Parent Support Group are sponsoring this series of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. We offer support for families of children and young people with special educational needs in the Colchester area. To learn more and get in touch, please visit the Maize website, themaizegroup.co.uk.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's...